this is Sassy Strawberry, reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋, by 孟西石, Chapter 108, translated by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. Yan Wushi repeatedly teases and provokes him, his attitude changing by the day. Shen Qiao couldn't say that he hadn't noticed it entirely, but from the bottom of his heart, he truly did not believe that his appearance was particularly good-looking or worthy of mention. For a man to live righteously in this world, what was most important was his behavior and his morals. As for appearance, a woman may be more than content in her own beauty. Even handsome men like Zhou Ji or Song Yu may also pay more attention to their appearance, but as someone who has distanced himself from the secular world, Shen Qiao had never valued such things. As such, he could not understand what Yan Wushi liked about him. It was because of these doubts that he construed Yan Wushi's attitude as no more than him acting on his whims in the heat of the moment. After all, there had already been precedent to this. If he were to completely let his guard down, perhaps he would be sold off again. Shen Xiao knew that he was no match for Yan Wushi when it came to concocting schemes. In the depths of his heart, he was extremely cautious and afraid. There was always a shred of suspicion and doubt that remained, thus he didn't dare believe in him so easily. In the end, Yan Wushi had wrought this evil upon himself, 自作孽. And that day, Shen Xiao had clearly regarded him as a friend. The heavens and earth can testify that his pure and noble character is akin to a piece of jade in a white pot. Yan Wushi had instead sneered contemptuously at the offer of friendship and discarded him like a worthless and worn-out shoe. He spoke to him gently and laughed with him, yet at the same time secretly contacting Sang Jingxing behind the other's back. In the blink of an eye, Yan Wushi had already taken the extremely loyal and sincere heart that Shen Qiao had personally presented to him with both hands and tossed it onto the ground, trampling on it until it shattered. If he wished to redeem himself at this time, a fragmented mirror would be difficult to repair, and it is impossible to collect back the spilled water. If anything, he should consider himself fortunate that it is Shen Qiao whom he fancied. If it were anyone else who had gone through such an ordeal, even if their temperament did not undergo great changes, they would be perpetually pondering on how to exact revenge upon Yan Wushi. At the very least, they would no longer have the slightest ounce of either trust nor goodwill towards him. However, Shen Qiao is still an exception. He treats people with sincerity, and if someone treated him well, he would repay their kindness 10 or even 12-fold. It was outside Tuyuhun's capital city where Yan Wushi had first manifested multiple personalities due to his severe injuries. Subsequently, because of Chen Gong, Yan Wushi and Shen Qiao had to go deep underground in Ruoqiang. Consequently, the matters between them could not help but become more entangled. Later, when He Huanzong received news of Yan Wushi's survival and came to finish him off, Yan Wushi had acted decisively and promptly, sacrificing himself as bait in order to lure away the most intractable obstacle that was Sang Jingxing, thus allowing Shen Qiao to have a moment of respite before escaping. Shen Qiao was clearly aware that given Yan Wushi's crafty and cunning nature, it would be impossible for him not to have made any preparations in advance. Even so, how could his innermost being not both be shaken and shocked at witnessing the other man's decisive departure? Thinking back on this particular deed, Yan Wushi felt extremely pleased with himself. He had set his heart on and paid meticulous attention to Shen Qiao, to the extent that he had considered and explored this person's words, temperament, actions, and behavior thoroughly and comprehensively. If it were anyone else who heard Yan Wushi's teasing and ridiculing and many of his frivolous remarks, even if they did not fly into rage over it, they would at least try to escape Yan Wushi. They would cut off all ties with him and run as far as possible in order to avoid him, but this was not the case for Shen Qiao. From Shen Qiao's perspective, Lian Wushu had just saved his life on Xingcheng Shan. Thus, gratitude for the other's kindness was one of the reasons why he stayed. Pu Liu Ruqian's letter of distress was another. It would have been one thing if Shen Qiao had remained unaware of the man's dire situation, but now that he knew of it, he was obliged to make the trip over. Their goals coinciding constituted the second reason. These two reasons, when combined, significantly outweighed the importance of not wishing to be entangled in the other person's words and actions. Thus, Shen Qiao put aside his personal feelings in order to take care of the more important matters at hand. Most would consider his earnestly serious and rigorous demeanor as old-fashioned and inflexible, and some might even take it as hypocrisy. Yet when it was Shen Qiao who acted in such a manner, it appeared appropriate and natural, and not in the least contradictory to his character. This person had not been particularly famous when he was the Zhang Jiao of Xuan Du Shan. When the others spoke of him, at most they would mention him as Qi Feng Ge's prized disciple. But nothing more. But now, as he wanders about the Jianghu, people think of him as Shen Qiao first and foremost, before anything else. Yan Wushu takes pride in not being manipulated or ordered about by anyone else for almost his entire life. He has always lived in an unrestrained and free manner, doing whatever he pleased. He had never imagined that one day he would end up falling for this person. He had always believed that human nature is inherently evil and was skeptical about the existence of genuine goodness. Even if it did exist, he considered it to be merely weakness. It just so happened that Shen Qiao had surpassed his expectations. Yan Wushu had never been willing to compromise his nature for anyone. Yet he was willing to make concessions for Shen Qiao's sake. When it came to the people whom the world thought were good, Yan Wushu did not agree with them. He regarded them dismissively, as beneath his notice, and held nothing but extreme contempt for them. However, Yan Wushu now considered someone to be good, and so did the world. He would naturally have to make haste and take action to ensnare that person, be it by force or silently nourishing and cultivating the relationship. So as long as he can first gather that person into his embrace, he would slowly and meticulously instruct and win them over the way one would finely tune an instrument, until such time that they become completely willing. All in all, his current progress still can be considered to be fairly smooth. Even Yan Wushu couldn't help but feel somewhat pleased with himself. This venerable one has dominated the Jianghu and moved unhindered in it for scores of years. Even if I did not use my status or martial arts to oppress people, there were countless men and women who offered themselves up to me. This is the first time in my life that I have focused my hearts and efforts on a single person. If I am still not able to lay hold of him with ease, then I have truly wasted the earlier years of my life, and might as well kill myself by ramming my head against a wall. Therefore, when Shen Xia proposed that he agree to the basic rules of acting in accordance with propriety and etiquette, not behaving in a frivolous manner, and so on, Yan Wushu did not disagree. His readily offered and decisive agreement aroused Shen Xiao's suspicions, but since the other person already agreed, he would come across as unreasonable if he continued harping on the matter. Early the next morning, the two of them set off on their journey. Should they pass by a city later, they could take the opportunity to rest within. The people of the Jianghu dine on the winds and drink dew as they endure the hardships in the wild, as it is common for them to spend the night out in the wilderness. If given a choice, however, everyone would choose to have a warm and comfortable place where they could rest. Even martial arts experts would still prefer to stay at an inn unless there was no alternative. Yan Wushu and Shen Qiao were no exception to this. Both of them traveled swiftly, and it only took them 2 days to reach Xining Town, which was not far from Chang'an. Chang'an was already in sight, so they could allow themselves to slow down today. They would be able to enter the city by tomorrow. Yan Wushu said, "Although Pu Liu Ruqian's situation is fairly dire, is not so urgent that we cannot even pause for a moment. Since it's already nightfall, let's rest here first. Shen Xia was aware that Yan Wushi has always placed great importance on his appearance. Each time he appears, he must be impeccably attired, his bearing dignified and magnificent. One can only wonder how much time he must have spent in private to groom himself. Yan Wushi would definitely not allow himself, the dignified Huan Yue Zong Zongzhu, to arrive in the city appearing weary and travel-worn. Hence, Shen Qiao agreed readily. They chose a sizable inn. As the two of them walked in, Shen Qiao was deeply afraid that he would suggest something like them sleeping on the same bed again. So when the innkeeper asked, "Do you want two separate rooms?" he hurriedly answered first, "Yes." Yan Wushi did not refute this. Instead, he smiled with his eyes crinkling and left the decision to him. The innkeeper couldn't help but laugh as he replied, "These two Lang Jun must be brothers. Your relationship seems really good." Yan Wushi replied, "We are not brothers." The innkeeper exclaimed, "Ah?" in surprise. After a moment's hesitation, he said, "Then father and son?" Yan Wushi didn't say a word. He only gave the innkeeper an ambiguous smile, then glanced at Shen Qiao, before smiling again at the innkeeper. The innkeeper had seen all sorts of people in his line of work. At this time, his face soon revealed an expression of epiphany. Yan Wushi continued, "It can't be helped. He's been a snit these last 2 days, acting awkwardly towards me." The innkeeper was extremely adaptable, able to immediately adjust his speech to suit his audience. "Everyone says that 10 years of virtues cultivated in a past life will result in the fate of being able to travel together in the same boat in the present life, and 100 years would result in nakasha. Both of you are dragons and phoenixes against men, ren zhong long feng. Thus, your relationship must also be exceptional. Since you have been fortunate enough to share this fate together, then you should be willing to give and take on both sides. Harmony brings wealth. Harmony brings wealth." Shen Xiao, "What do you mean by nakusha? You had better state it clearly." The innkeeper chose to go in accordance with Yan Wushi's vague words, and thus he did not discuss the matter any further. Shen Xiao also couldn't deliberately volunteer a correction to this. Otherwise, it would seem to be a scenario of someone accidentally revealing what they intended to hide. The innkeeper arranged a room for them. Yan Wushi then requested a private dining area for some food and wine. The private dining area had 4 low tables for food, all of which were placed side by side. The other area in the room was for performances, should guests want to have songs and dances in accompaniment to their meal. There was no one dancing at this time, so the room naturally seemed rather empty. Shen Xiao sat at a low table by the door, but Yan Wushi did not take the seat next to him. Instead, he left a gap of 2 tables between them as he sat down at the table in the corner. "Why is Yan Zongzhu doing this?" Shen Qiao was mystified. "As soon as I saw your face, the urge to reach out my hand and touch it came over me. However, I agreed to treat you with courtesy and act in accordance with etiquette. So it would be better that I keep my distance, lest I leave the impression in your heart that I'm a villain who has repeatedly proven to be untrustworthy." Yan Wushi's response was not only innocent, it was, also, awe-inspiringly righteous. Anyone who didn't know any better would think that it was Shen Qiao who was coveting him. Shen Qiao was speechless at this. It was only a moment later that he recalled what had happened earlier. "You deliberately misled the innkeeper with your words. How does that count as treating one with courtesy and acting in accordance with etiquette?" Yan Wushi put on an even more innocent and wronged facade. "When did I mislead him? I only said 2 sentences from the beginning to the end, and you heard them loud and clear. We are not brothers. Is there anything false in this statement?" Could it be that Ah Tiao wants to refer to me as a brother? The second sentence pertaining to your awkward behavior is not incorrect either. An immoral soul will only see debauchery. If the innkeeper misunderstands the situation, his nature is to blame, not me. Shen Xiao was already extremely well acquainted with his verbal prowess and felt powerless upon hearing these words. Yan Wuxu smiled, saying, I've done as you requested. How is it that you are still not satisfied? He paused for a moment and then spoke again in a gentle voice. Ah Tiao, there are not many people that this venerable one has viewed favorably in this life. The number of people who I'm willing to make concessions for are even fewer. You are the only one. Within the softness was a hint of steel, and within the gentle and soft words was an inherent strength and stubbornness, truly causing one to feel helpless and at their wit's end. Shen Xiao frowned slightly as he said, I would rather not be special in this manner. That isn't for you to decide. Yan Wuxi smiled and kept silent. Shen Xiao thought again for a while and then said in a solemn tone, Yin Dongzhu's minds and intentions are mercurial and unpredictable, truly impossible to fathom. I really do not understand. What is it about my extremely ordinary and unexceptional qualifications that caused Yan Dongzhu to see me in a different light? Since we are being candid today, would it be possible for Yan Dongzhu to please be frank about this matter? Yan Wuxi replied, Ah Tiao, you have so many good qualities. I can speak for 3 days and nights and still not be able to enumerate them all. He had started with a joke, and upon seeing that the other person was a little speechless, he smiled and said, Just based on your soft-hearted nature alone, there is none in this world who can compare with you. Shen Xiao replied in a displeased and dull manner, I don't know when being soft-hearted was considered a strength by you. I only recall that Yan Dongzhu always held disdain towards kind and merciful people. Yan Wuxi smiled in a leisurely manner and replied, Why else would they say in the eyes of a lover, their partner will appear to be the most perfect and beautiful person in this world? All right. After speaking for such a long time, I've been made fun of again. Shen Xiao knew that he would not be able to get any answers out of Yan Wuxi. He became increasingly convinced that the other party was merely acting on his whims in the heat of the moment. There were only two paths laid out in front of Shen Xiao. He could either wait until Yan Wuxi's interest in him fades, and there is no further entanglement between them, giving his poor ear some peace, or he can wait until his own martial arts surpasses that of Yan Wuxi and teach him a lesson in the form of a ruthless beating so that the other would never pester him again. The wine and dishes were served. They lifted their chopsticks to eat, not speaking any further. Halfway through their meal, Yan Wuxi drank a mouthful of wine and laughed. Must one always need to cite a reason why they like someone? One can detest another person to the extent that merely looking at their face incites disgust. Yet they may not be able to put a finger on the reason for it. Doesn't the same principle apply here? You can't assume that my sincere feelings for you are false simply because I delight in bantering with you. How am I to endure this? On the surface, these words may seem to be rather serious. In truth, however, they were all nothing more than twisted logic. Shen Xiao thought in his heart, Why is it so difficult to have a single earnest and serious discussion with this man? The words he wanted to speak turned within his stomach. As these words were about to leave his lips, he heard a slight movement at the other table. He couldn't help but raise his head, catching sight of Yan Wuxi lowering his head to spit out a mouthful of blood. Shen Xiao's face paled greatly. Disregarding everything else, he anxiously rose from his seat and moved forward to hold on to Yan Wuxi and steady him. What happened to you? Was the wine poisoned? Since Shen Xiao had yet to touch the pot of wine, he immediately deduced that there must be something wrong with the wine. Upon recalling his own past experience of being poisoned with Xiang Jianhuan, his pallor was even more pronounced than that of Yan Wushi. However, a smile suddenly appeared on Yan Wushi's face, and he pressed the other man into his embrace. It is difficult to remain calm when you care too much about someone. Ah, Qiao, your words truly do not reflect your heart. Shen Qiao stared at him. You weren't poisoned? Yan Wushi wiped away the traces of blood from his lips and then replied, I accidentally bit my lip while chewing. Perhaps I got too heated up. Getting so heated up that you spit up blood? Go deceive ghosts instead.